There's a major security vulnerability on the chip that runs your computer or smartphone. Here's how Apple describes it on an online support article. Quote, these issues may apply to all modern processors and affect nearly all computing devices and operating systems. End quote. And I'd add, Apple means all devices in the world. Billions of devices, maybe. Intel admitted to the chip vulnerabilities just last week, and Apple, Microsoft, and other companies are rolling out emergency fixes this week. Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News, joins us now. And Mike, the scale of this is hard to imagine. So first of all, tell us about these chip flaws. What are they?
Well, for one thing, there's a great story by our technology reporters on Bloomberg.com that gets into a lot of the technical details. I'll spare you a lot of the details. But the gist of it is that modern chips, CPUs, use what's known as speculative execution, which is basically something programmed into the chips to make them run faster. And it basically means that chips make guesses about what data the user will need next, and then they retrieve that data in advance. So these techniques that these researchers have come up with, they call them Spectre and Meltdown, they basically fool the chips into running certain speculative operations. And by doing so, they're able to gather a lot of information back from the computers. So that's basically what the gist of it is.
Okay. So it's not necessarily a piece of malware right now, but it's an inherent flaw that could be exploited in the chips.
Exactly. And that's important to point out. It's a theoretical flaw with these chips. It's not clear that anyone has actually exploited it yet. But obviously, once it's been revealed, it makes you wonder how quickly someone is trying to figure out how to exploit it.
Well, and here's the thing. Researchers did discover it. And I understand that they alerted Intel, what, several months ago? But Intel only recently admitted to it? Why the delay?
Well, it's interesting, largely because it is so speculative. There's been talk about this type of potential flaw as far back as 2005. And there's been a group of about a dozen or so researchers around the world, universities in Europe and Australia, that have sort of been going back and forth trying to figure out, what could we actually exploit this if we were a hacker? And it's interesting to read their reactions. A lot of times they realize this was a flaw, but they figured, oh, Intel must be aware of this and there must be a fix that we don't know about. But the more they dug into it, the more they realized this really is something that could be exploited. And as that work grew, it became clear that Intel and others would have to address it.
Right. Well, and as these things go, I'm seeing a reporting from Apple Insider right now that's saying class action lawsuits have been filed against Intel in California, Indiana, and Oregon.
Right.
In the last 30 seconds that we have, though, Mike, I'm just curious. So who's going to be responsible for fixing it? Is it each of the several billion individual users around the world?
No. So right now, all of the main big technology companies, Microsoft, Apple, Google, Amazon, et cetera, are all rushing out fixes for PCs and smartphones and even the servers, probably the most important things that need to be fixed. And Intel is basically helping them and coming up with the fixes that they're running out on their systems.
Okay. Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. We never do anything short of what interests a billion plus people. So thanks very much, Michael.
Thank you.